You ready?
Showtime.
On May 3rd, summer starts with the Fall Guy.
Let's do it later.
Let's drink a spicy margarita.
Make some bad decisions.
Yes!
Audiences are falling in love with the most entertaining film of the year.
Fall Guy.
Fall Guy?
Fall Guy.
That's what the poster said.
See Ryan Gosling and Emily Blunt in the movie critics say exists to make you happy.
Trying to make it out?
Nope.
Because I don't either. It's not what I'm into right now.
What are you into?
Talking.
Yeah.
The Fall Guy. Only in theaters May 3rd. Rated PG-13.
So on the surprise meter, how surprised were you that I knew that that's a pea coat?
I'm very surprised, Trav.
He has a couple.
Do you own a pea coat? I do.
Oh, there you go.
I do.
Yeah.
You want to wear it tomorrow?
When I think, Travis, I think men's style.
Yes, fashion.
Fashion.
Cutting edge.
Wasn't it our combo GQ plate? You wore your suit.
That's right.
Oh,
we haven't had
right.
one since. Maybe I'll just break out the pea coat tomorrow.
What happened yesterday?
In terms of?
Getting ready to, so I listen to Coach.
Yeah.
Listen to Darvin Ham.
Right.
And I go up the stairs, I'm getting ready, and I throw the headphones on, and I'm like, do I hear Mason right now?
Still. I hung in there to the bitter end. No, it was a combo plate. So it was me and Ireland till 3.
Yeah,
and
John was on too. I'm like, John's supposed to be across
Shinano
the street.
Me and Shinano 3 to 5, and then Ireland from 5 to 5:30.
Oh, okay.
Can we have a moment of honesty? Here's what happened. Bergman screwed up.
Okay.
Yeah, he didn't find anybody to work with Sedano, and so Mason bailed him out.
Oh, you took one for the team?
Yes, I did. I'm a team player. Everybody thinks I'm not. I am a team player and a grinder. I'm also a grinder.
Unless some natural disaster happens and he runs to protect himself.
Correct. You got to save your own ass, remember.
Are you a grinder?
I am a grinder. Mm. Oh, yeah. I'm grinding.
You're not
selling
me on
that. Wait. Career-wise, you have grinded.
Career-wise, yeah.
So you'll work. But grind is like...
Not just as much as he will work.
No, it's not as... I do 3 podcasts a week. How many do you do a week?
5.
Now, that's work.
It is.
And promoting and doing all that stuff. So that's my other job. Yeah. But, I mean, this is my main job. I'm not... I'll show up whenever and talk whatever. If they ask me to... I found out Tuesday I was doing Wednesday.
Oh, you didn't know you were working Wednesday?
No, did not.
You don't mess around.
Found out Tuesday.
Hold on a second. This yesterday, Wednesday?
No. The late show. The Sedano.
Right. So Tuesday, they came to me and said, "Hey, how about you do 4.5 hours tomorrow?"
You guys did a marathon, like a 24-hour show. Didn't
we
you?
Did.
Yeah.
It was actually fun.
Yeah.
It was the Angels.
Not all 24 hours couldn't have been fun.
It was.
It was.
Here's what we did. We were doing afternoon drive back then, and we had the Angels on our air. And the Angels were playing the A's in a series that would decide the division.
Okay.
The A's ended up winning the series. It was the year the Angels ended up winning the World Series.
Yeah.
Okay.
But the A's won the division. I think it was 2002.
02.
Yep.
And so we came up with the idea, all right, we're going to go on Thursday at 3 o'clock. The series was Friday, Saturday, Sunday. We're going to go on Thursday at 3 o'clock, and we're going to go off
That's
the
great.
Air Friday leading into the Angel pregame show, like okay. Friday at 6.
So it's a 24-hour pregame
show. We actually worked like 26 hours
yes.
in a row. And we figured out a way to have a listener co-host all the overnight shows with us.
Okay.
So we did it till like 11 p.m., but then from 11 to 6 a.m., we had a listener co-host every hour.
A different one.
And
a
they
different
were,
one,
yeah. And they were great. They were like, they all prepared. They did
That's awesome.
Like a bunch of stuff. We let
Here
them,
are the topics I want to cover.
Yeah, we let them
so
kind of run the show.
Yeah, I was going to say, you slid into the number 2 chair
for
that hour.
Well, it was 3 a.m.
And we had arranged for people to bring, like people kept bringing us food and coffee.
And crazy,
Mason had his
a great
dogs
idea.
There.
Up in the middle of the night at a baseball
hardest
stadium.
Food, you say?
Hardest
yes.
hour.
That's
like did you reach a point?
There really wasn't.
Like 10 a.m. the next day.
We over prepared.
Yeah.
To the point where we had like more food and drink than we needed, and we had like a Nerf football we were throwing around, and like we had we played wiffle ball
yeah.
during the break.
Oh, that was great.
And I actually
would you do it again?
Probably not.
You would. You would do it, wouldn't you? If the situation was right
for free.
Yeah, for free, because you're a grinder.
Mason. If it were any other day.
Any other day.
You could do Dodgers spring training this year, and everybody would be interested.
Sure.
Because we...
By the way, if it's a Dodgers spring training thing...
We had
that's legit.
Let's go.
We had completely different management back then, but we got little or no credit for that whole stunt. that's the thing that surprised me about that, it.
Right? I don't even remember. Who were we working for at
that point?
I don't
even know. But I just remember, like, after we did it, they went, all right, great, good for you.
The bosses,
and we went, okay.
The bosses come and go. I mean, yeah. We've been here 20 years. I've seen all the management people. I think we've now got the very best.
He said that for the last five bosses.
That and program directors, right?
And the manager something of audio operations, special. Also very good.
You're special. Very How many good. Times have you said that?
Yes. You know what they say about you? Mm. He's a grinder.
A grinder.
He's an absolute
I don't get enough
grinder.
Credit for the grinding I do.
All right, John. So Slee and I spent most of the show today talking about what's going on with the Lakers.
Oh, that's fun.
And they were bad last night.
Yes, they were.
They had a bad night.
Mm-hmm.
But it also felt like the beginning of the next thing. Right, seeing what was read or seeing what was said, reading what was the quotes both from Darvin and
Austin
Anthony
Reeves
Davis
and
Austin Reeves, mm-hmm. and some speculation from people that are pretty plugged in about their what was the word the disjointedness between
yes.
the coaching staff and the players. Is this the beginning of someone gets fired, someone gets benched, a big trade is coming? One of those three or a combination of them, because that thing we watched last night can't go on any longer.
Right. I think it's fair for you to ask the question. I don't think we're there yet. But let me say this. This month is set up for the Lakers to catch up in the standings. They play 11 of 12 games at Crypto.
Mm-hmm.
Because last night was the first one, and we were all expecting this
it
is
starts.
The return of the team we saw in the in-season tournament. Here's the amazing thing. So what's the date today?
4.
Okay. On December 9th, okay, so less than a month ago, a friend of mine that works for the Bucks came up to me during the in-season tournament, and he said, if that Laker team shows up in the postseason, you're going to the finals. And that Laker team hasn't shown up since.
We haven't
exactly.
seen them since.
Correct. And he said that before the final, like after they annihilated New Orleans.
Yeah.
Earlier this week, New Orleans annihilated them.
Right.
So... And we said, well, it's on the road. It's second night of a back-to-back. When we get home, everything will correct.
Mm-hmm.
And so last night, we got home, and not only did it not correct.
Went backwards.
They probably played their worst game of the year.
It was the worst game. I think it was the worst game of the year.
So,
I thought that was atrocious.
I don't think we are at the point yet where things are crumbling, is I think what you're saying.
We've all been doing this a long time.
Right.
Right? And you can kind of smell it in the air. Like, this is the beginning.
Fair enough.
It feels like you could smell it last night.
Let me give you two thoughts on I don't disagree. I know what you're saying. But they've got now 10 of the next 11 at Crypto. They normally play well at home. I think they're 11-5 at home and 4-13 on the road. Some, you know, the splits are really lopsided.
Mm-hmm.
LeBron and AD are playing great.
Yep.
LeBron was not good
last night.
He
was bad.
That might have been his worst game as a Laker.
He was bad last
night. But
don't you think that was could have been LeBron's worst game as a Laker last night?
No, he wasn't.
Point to a worst game.
He wasn't. Well, he had one maybe 2 weeks ago.
Was it
the Knicks game?
Something like that.
If you isolated him and watched him, there was no defense.
Especially offensively.
But
here's
18,
Trev, here's what I'll say. If what we saw last night was to continue for this stretch of home games, for this 10 out of 11, then your scenario kicks in.
Yeah.
But I think, like, for example, last year, after 34 games, they were 14-20. And they ended up in the Western Conference Finals. This year, they were 17-17.
Last year's a little different, though, because last year, we knew
what the problem
what was,
was
coming, right? That Russ was going to leave at some point.
A lot of us didn't think they could pull it off.
No, correct.
Right.
But it felt like,
remember last year, all of our shows were, who in the world is going to take
Russ? And give Rob Plinka and his guys credit for waiting as long as you can to make a move that was really beneficial. But you knew it was coming, and you just didn't know when. And then when it happens, like, okay, let's see. You look at this group, there isn't the, just do this. Last year was just get rid of Russ and let's see what it looks
like.
Well,
they've been saying just get healthy. That's been their thing.
They've been saying
just get healthy.
Yeah.
Chicago didn't have Zach LaVine. You were healthy against the New York Knicks. The Miami Heat just didn't have Jimmy Butler.
Yep.
There's a lot of teams
or
out there.
Or Caleb Martin.
Think about
Caleb
that Martin. Dallas there's a lot game a while ago where they came
Kyrie
out, they
wasn't
were
playing.
Gassed and they right. still
yeah,
beat
I mean,
them.
I don't want to hear about the injuries.
I'm with Mason on this.
It's playing yep. like an excuse, and everybody's lost. Guys are dinged and banged up and all that stuff. Miss a game here, miss a game there. I mean,
your two LeBron, best guys are playing every night.
LeBron was sick, had an illness, a non-COVID illness, so you know that may account for last night. But I'll tell you, nothing accounts for how little fight that team
lack
had.
Of effort.
Oh,
whose fault is
God,
that?
Lack of
because
effort.
Because it's one of two people's fault. It's Darvin Ham or LeBron's.
It's
well,
it's one of those two people.
LeBron did not set the best tone last night. Again, he might have been sick. I don't
and
think
LeBron gives
a
great effort. But,
he's a spectacular player.
They
and I'm
fall
not gonna...
behind by 10 points in the first quarter seemingly every night.
Yep.
Correct.
They can't seem to break whatever that is that's happening. Yeah. It's the coach it's either needs to get
coach.
Through him or LeBron needs to get through him.
And in terms
but
of
here's
rotations,
the thing,
in terms of rotations, I think Darvin's just pulling names out of a hat at this point.
Doesn't
well,
make sense
that's
to me.
Driven by injuries, but I'm with you about the injuries. I don't want to hear it because every team has them. Here's why I think it would be premature to declare that the sky is falling today. Last year they were three games worse and they figured it out. This year they have the exact same team that they had after the trade deadline that made it to the Western Conference Finals. I think that this month is when we're going to get the answers to everything you're asking. If they were to go on a losing streak now, okay, so and they're 3-9 since the in-season tournament.
With two of those wins against Charlotte and San Antonio.
So they're on a losing streak.
So if it were to continue during this home stretch, then I think changes are coming in one of the three ways you described.
But I mean, no matter what, there's going to be a trade. February 8th is a trade deadline. There's going to be a trade.
Look, two of these three, or three of these three feel like they're inevitable.
I think it's two.
Somebody's getting traded, yep. somebody's getting benched, yep. somebody's getting fired. Those are the three things.
I think
the bench thing already happened, too.
Yeah, and I
right?
think
they've already done that.
I don't know, you could be right. I would be shocked if there was a firing during this season.
I would be surprised. I don't know if I'd get as far as shocked.
Because, I would not get shocked. Wait a minute. When's LeBron going to pull the plug on it?
Well, there
I
you
mean,
go.
Ultimately, that's the question.
Look, the first LeBron move was like, because LeBron always stands up and takes the questions. He's a very standing. Right. And if LeBron James has earned the right to say, guys, I don't want to talk to
him.
Because
he
doesn't do it very
sick.
Often.
I mean,
it's
whatever.
So rare that he does what he did last night.
But the timing of it.
But it's the timing of it that was, by saying nothing, he said a lot.
What I would say is, okay, so tomorrow night's Memphis with Ja. Yeah. They blew Memphis out, 134-107, without Ja. So there's a pattern here. They blew New Orleans out by 44 points. In the rematch, New Orleans took it to them. The game in Miami, we lost 109-108. Last night, they were kind of dominant.
Yep.
Even though the Lakers cut it to two in the fourth quarter,
Miami
when
dominated
the bell rang, Miami went like shot 58% in the fourth quarter and made 6 of 9 threes. I think the most likely of your three scenarios, when you say firing, benching, trade. Benchings happen all the time. That's kind of a flowing thing. I think a trade precipitates any firing. I think the trade comes first.
I think there is a 100% chance of a trade at the trade deadline.
Yes.
There's no way they go into that deadline without trying to improve
the
roster.
I keep hearing people say, well, if everybody was healthy, they could, they'd be a good three-point shooting team. I don't see it. I think we need some snipers.
They're terrible.
They haven't had a sniper in a long time. I was watching Duncan Robinson last night.
Yeah.
Yep.
He missed his first 7 threes. And I thought, you know, at least he's taking them.
Yeah,
right.
We
and
don't
he
know.
Knows he's going to start making them.
And then in the
Johnny's
fourth
still
quarter,
a threat.
In the fourth
even
quarter,
missing
he
those.
Had three of them. Yeah. I'd love a guy like that on our team.
All of this, but I'm waiting for the first comment that we know what it means, but plausible deniability. I don't know what's going on here. We got to figure something. Something's got it. From LeBron, more likely than not, because he's the leader of the team. And more than anything else, what you said, Mace, can we have some energy, if not borderline desperation, early in a game? Can we not spot the other team 10 points every night?
Miami, every
You're not
50,
good enough
50,
to spot 10,
way,
10 points every
statistically,
night.
Statistically, the Lakers are the worst first quarter team in the NBA.
Last night, James Worthy and Robert Horry just hammered.
Laid into him.
Just absolutely.
It was a bad night.
And rightfully so. That is an embarrassing performance last night.
Super Crosstalks brought to you by In-N-Out Burger. In-N-Out, that's what a hamburger's all about.
Tired of ads interrupting your favorite sports podcasts? Good news! Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music, included with your Prime membership. Amazon Music offers the most ad-free top podcasts. Enjoy shows like First Take, Pardon the Interruption, and The Low Post, available ad-free and uninterrupted. To start listening, download the Amazon Music app or go to amazon.com/ESPNpods. That's amazon.com/ESPNpods to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
10 seconds on the clock. How many things can you name that are always growing? Your relationships, your skills, your customer base. How about businesses on Shopify? Shopify is the global commerce platform that helps you sell at every stage of your business. From the launch your online shop stage, to the first real life store stage, all the way to the did we just hit a million orders stage. Shopify's there to help you grow. Sign up for a $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/network, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/network now to grow your business. No matter what stage you're in, shopify.com/network.
Good afternoon.
Is it a good afternoon?
It could have gone better last night.
Is it really a good afternoon? What was that? 3 hours of crap I looked at last night.
But am I the only one who... I mean, you guys all sound like you think the sky has fallen. I don't think it has yet.
I think there are huge problems. I think once there are six anonymous sources that go to Shams and...
Jovan Buha.
Jovan Buha. And everybody's talking about inner workings and things are disjointed and
but doesn't
guys
that
aren't
happen
on the same page.
On most teams that go 3-9 over a 12-game stretch?
But most teams don't have a 39-year-old LeBron who's in the window where he can potentially win a championship. And
yep.
I think, by the way, if you go on Twitter and you suggest that you support Darvin Ham as head coach, you're going to get hammered right now. The seat is not hot, but it is extremely warm at this point.
I think because they made it to the Western Conference Finals in his first season last year.
What'd they do with Frank Vogel?
But pulled
the plug.
2 years after. They didn't fire him the next year.
Yeah.
Again, Travis said he wouldn't be shocked. How about you?
I would not be shocked in the slightest.
I would be shocked if they fired Darvin or anybody else season.
I've seen LeBron pull the plug on coaches before.
Hmm. That's exactly what it is. If I asked you before the season or at any point, who hired LeBron James, John?
Who hired Darvin Ham?
Well, I think Rob hired Darvin, but I think LeBron had to sign off.
LeBron and AD chose. They said, "I want Darvin Ham."
I don't think
he gets fired because of that.
Right. Well, here's the thing. I mean, I've seen LeBron do. And by the way, LeBron James, I'm going to preface everything I say about LeBron today by saying he is just an unbelievable, once in a generation talent who's had a really, really great year. But he was awful last night. He was
most of the team was awful. Matter of fact, guys, 4-for-30 from three is the all time worst 3-point shooting performance by a Laker team ever.
How about 22 turnovers?
10 in the first quarter.
I mean, just careless.
Yeah.
Careless. No hustle. No heart.
Now, normally, like if that happens to a Pat Riley team, he would just take everybody out.
Yeah.
But you can't do that right now because you don't have anybody you can put in.
Right.
So I do think that changes could be coming, but I'm not where Travis and Slee appear to be, where it's like the sky is falling right now. I think they've got this stretch, 11 of 12 games at home. The first game, disaster.
Yes.
But if they go on a little run here, they'll be okay. Now, it won't be easy. Memphis with Ja is a much better team than Memphis without Ja.
Right.
And then the Clippers on Sunday looks ominous because the Clippers have won 13 of 15.
Yeah. Yeah.
They're the hottest team in the league, and the Lakers are one of the coldest teams in the league. I think you need to be competitive on Sunday, or that could have some ramifications.
Here's they've got 12 games in January. They've already lost one.
Yeah. 11 of 12 at Crypto before we go on a long road trip on the 27th of January.
Don't you think to be credible, you've got to go at least 7-5?
Sure.
Eight and four is ideal, but 7-5, you better at least get that and get over 500.
That's what I'm talking about. I don't think, and I'm speculating, I haven't talked to anybody about this, but I don't think anybody in El Segundo is panicking right now over what happened last night, as ugly as it was. I'm around.
What about the disjointedness that is being reported by six anonymous sources to The Athletic?
I will say this about the disjointedness. I don't think it's coming from LeBron and AD. I see the dynamic between LeBron, AD, and Darvin every day. Those guys are lockstep. These people that are talking to Shams and Jovan and everybody else are others. And haven't you and I always said LeBron and AD run the team?
Oh, no question they run
so
the team.
So if it's a bunch of guys...
They sign off on everything.
If it's a bunch of guys other than those two chirping...
Yep.
Let them chirp.
Listen to what Stephen A. said this morning.
In the case of the Los Angeles Lakers, they are an absolute mess. And as far as I'm concerned, they've got a roster rife with individuals who have betrayed LeBron James. They have betrayed Anthony Davis. They have betrayed Jeannie Buss and Rob Pelinka. And as far
there you go. They have betrayed LeBron and AD.
Again, you could sure say that about last night. But. Let's take a look at this 10-11 home game stretch. If this goes south again.
What does South look like? Is South 6-6?
No, South
is 5-7?
South is 4-8. South is.
You don't think 5-7 is enough to
I think then,
shake
then,
things up? Then you're four games under 500.
No, you'd be two games under 500. You're one game under now.
Right, one under now.
Again. Still have a better record than they did last year, and last year they made it to the Western Conference Finals.
But that's not comparable. That's not comparable.
Why?
Because they were a different team at the beginning of the season. They traded Russell Westbrook, brought in everybody, and that's when they went on the run.
Right, but Greg, that's the team
last year.
Yeah, but that's the team you have now.
But that's the end of the year team.
Right.
Yeah, we have the post deadline team.
You just can't compare the beginning of last year to the beginning of this year.
That actually is fair. It was a different roster. You really got to compare last year post trade deadline.
Well,
to regardless, what we've seen so
regardless
far.
Of who on the roster, if they don't have a winning record in the month of January, I think changes are coming. But I don't think we're there yet. I think others think we are. It sounds like Stephen A. thinks we are.
I think we are.
I don't think Darvin is on the ropes necessarily.
I do. I think he's on the ropes.
So you think that he could be fired at the end of this month if they have a losing month?
Yes.
See, I don't.
Look, you've got LeBron James. LeBron James is at the age of 39, is a spectacular talent. AD is having an MVP-level season,
by the way,
and they're wasting it.
And what are the odds that we'd be having this conversation knowing that they've played almost every game, both of them.
Both of them, I know.
And they've been great.
And they're under 500.
If I would have told you at the start of the season, 35 games in, LeBron and AD are going to play in 33 of them, and they're going to be great. They're going to be all NBA good. What's our record? We all would have said something like 25-10.
Yeah.
Yep.
But that tells you something. That tells you that the people around them, this is going back to Stephen A.'s point, haven't performed the way they did last year in the playoffs.
No.
And let me get back to this three-point shooting thing, because I think it's a bigger deal than others do.
Okay.
This league now, I've said this before on the show, if you show me a stat sheet and I'm only allowed to look at one line, I would look at threes. Because the team that makes their threes, almost, if you win the three-point battle in a game, you almost always win. That's how important the three is. And the Lakers... You know, they could say, well, look, Gabe Vincent, 37% three-point shooter. Austin Reeves, 40% three-point shooter, blah, blah. Rui Hachimura, blah, blah, blah. There have been too many games like last night where they have not just a bad three-point shooting night, but a historically bad three-point shooting night. They either have to do one of two things. They need to get their defense they need to switch it so they take away the three-point line. Right now, I don't know if you guys notice this, but right now what the Lakers do is they protect the paint at all costs. They funnel everybody to Anthony Davis, and Davis is great.
Yeah.
He's like Shrek down there at the rim, swatting everything out of there. But what they give up is they don't defend the line.
Right.
And other teams are taking advantage of it. Like last night, I think Miami was something like plus 21 from the three-point line. You either need to change your defense so you run those guys off the line, or you need to go out and get people who can make threes on your team.
Okay.
That number, the plus 21 for Miami, that needs to get tighter.
Okay, another number. They've attempted the second fewest three-pointers in the league this year, so they're not even shooting a lot of three-pointers.
But let me ask you guys this. You can answer on the other side if you want. Last night, at one point, they were like three of 25.
Yeah.
Why would you keep shooting threes? You can't make them.
Because
Three of 25.
Shooters got to shoot.
No, they don't.
Yeah, they do.
I disagree.
That was the only way to get back into the game.
No, it's not. Give the ball to Anthony Davis and let him dominate. He did all night. Why come down and shoot a three when AD is scoring at will? And Michael says the same thing you do. Michael says, no, if you're open, you got to take them. This is a myth. There is no requirement in the NBA that says you have to shoot 25 threes a game.
But you're not going to win. If you're only
disagree.
If you've taken the second fewest three-pointers in the league, and the league is a three-point league, you're not very good.
That's the point you want to talk about. But here's we're arguing around the same point.
Yeah.
They were 4 for 30. If it's me.
Yeah.
Okay? If I'm 1 for 15 from three, I'm giving the ball to AD. It's not my night. Why do I? And you say have to keep shooting him. No, I don't. There's no rule that says I have to keep shooting him if
shoot
I'm 1 for 15.
Shoot your way back into the game, man.
You're kind of speaking out of both sides of your mouth. You're saying look at the 3-point line, and if you are better from the 3-point line, then you're going to win the games. But you're saying don't shoot the three.
What I'm saying is you need to either defend the three and keep the other team down.
Yeah, yes.
Or you need to get shooters who can make them. I'm not saying that if the other team is making all their threes, I don't think the solution is you guys shoot, our team shoots more threes because we don't make them. I think the solution is defend the three better.
Well,
take that away.
Well, I also think that the problem, you've got to acquire a shooter at the deadline.
I agree.
You absolutely
If it were
must.
Me, like if you said, give me a magic wand, I get to use it one time.
Yeah.
I go get a shooter.
Yeah.
I go get
Buddy Hield.
Okay, so.
Although they're not going to trade him now.
But it's okay to. I mean, we're
DeJounte Murray.
DeJounte Murray is unbelievable.
But how about this? Like Friday night, Memphis is coming in here.
Yep.
They have a designated gunner in Luke Kennard.
Okay.
Last night,
great shooter.
Last night, Miami had a designated gunner in Duncan Robinson.
Yep.
Who's ours?
We don't have one.
There you go.
Yeah.
So I'd like to see us get one.
Yeah.
They're out there. You can find them.
But there is a lot of. I mean, I'm. Actually, I'll hold that. I'll hold that thought because we got Michelle Smallman coming up next. Michelle Smallman from Unsportsmanlike will be with us. That's our morning show. She's got $100,000 mythical dollars, and she's going to do some wagering along with us. And let me tell you about my friend Jacob and Ronnie. So let's say you're riding in the back seat and you're injured in an Uber or a Lyft accident. This is completely different than a normal wreck. Your driver is covered by Uber or Lyft, so not only are you dealing with the other person's insurance company, you got to talk with the rideshare company insurance too. And you don't want to deal with this on your own. Super complicated. You need an expert. And my friend Jacob is the expert when it comes to handling Uber and Lyft accident cases. He was one of the first in the country to take on these cases before other accidents. Jacob understands all the nuances involved in Uber and Lyft rideshare accident. So if you're injured in any kind of rideshare accident, only one name to remember. It is Jacob. 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 A lot of attorneys say they'll fight for you. Call Jacob. He'll win for you. 844-24-JACOB. That's 844-24-JACOB. 844-24-JACOB. Or remember,
accident or injury, call Jacob and Ronnie. Call Jacob.
Call Jacob.com and make sure you're following Call Jacob on Instagram and Facebook. At call.jacob for prizes, insight, and more. Mason in Ireland, 710 ESPN.
Hi, this is ESPN's Mike Greenberg, and ESPN Bet is ready to take you through all the biggest sports moments this spring. The official sports book of ESPN has exclusive offers and markets from Scott Van Pelt, Stephen A. Smith, and me. From the playoff intensity to finally getting out to the ballpark, there's no better time for sports fans. Sign up today, and new users get $100 in bonus bets for making any sportsbook bet. Download ESPN Bet today. What a play.
Must be 21 plus and present in select states. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. Terms and conditions apply. See app for details.
Picture this. You arrive at your hotel. You have an important online meeting lined up with clients from all across the country. You have your laptop open, ready to begin, and The Wi-Fi is so terrible, you can't even connect. These types of stressful situations happen all the time, but they don't have to. When you book a room at La Quinta by Wyndham, you have access to their free high-speed Wi-Fi, so you can take care of those critical emails, join your meetings on time, and even unwind by streaming your favorite shows without having to worry. Tonight, La Quinta. Tomorrow, you shine. Book direct at LQ.com.
All right, here we go. Hey, look, it's Michelle Smallman. What's going on, Michelle? Happy New Year.
Happy New Year to you guys. What an intro that was.
Yeah.
I feel so special.
Fancy.
All right, Michelle, we got lots of stuff for you today, so I'm just going to throw it at you. What's the right side of this bet? I threw this out yesterday. I would take, this is just to win the Super Bowl, okay? I would take just Baltimore and San Francisco, just the one seeds, and offer you the other 12, the field. What's the smarter bet, the two teams or the field?
Oh, that's a good one, but I think I'm going to go with Baltimore and San Francisco. Those two, to me, are the class of each conference, and everybody else kind of falls in line. I know there's teams that get hot at the right time. Momentum matters. There are certainly teams that could give those two a run for their money. But I would honestly be shocked if that's not the Super Bowl matchup this year.
All right, what if I said I'll just take one team, Baltimore, and give you San Francisco.
Oh, interesting.
And the other, so you get 13 teams, I get one, Baltimore. What side of that would you take?
Ooh, that one's tough because I also picked Baltimore to win the Super Bowl. But just from a pure betting standpoint, if you're going to give me all the other teams, I feel like I'd be foolish not to take the other teams.
You're absolutely right, Michelle.
There's the line. It goes from if you take both the one seeds,
yep,
people will go with the two.
Yeah.
But if you just take the number one seed and leave the other 13, they'll go to the field. I think we just figured that out.
Yeah, we did. Absolutely.
Yeah.
So Michelle.
Look at us putting our heads together.
Michelle, are you in on Rams Mania? It's mania.
No, she hates the Rams. She's from St. Louis.
I know. But
you know the answer to that.
Now, here we go, though, Michelle. The Rams are in the playoffs despite your hate for them.
Your outward dislike of our favorite team.
And I am going to, because this is we're going to do some mythical money, I'm going to put $5,000 mythical dollars on the Rams plus 4 points Sunday in San Francisco. What do you think,
Michelle?
Now, Michelle,
I don't like that bet. I think that since the Rams are sitting all their stars, I like the Niners at home. What do you think?
Yeah, I am with you. Well, first of all, I'm definitely not in on Rams mania. They have certainly exceeded expectations this year. I am happy for you guys because we are friends now. I am happy for you guys. I just can't share in your joy. So I just want to put that out there. But I'm with you. This one's a little tricky because of all the stars that are sitting. And I knew that we were going to talk about this game. So I was diving into it a little bit because I didn't really know which way to bet it. But I think even though the Rams have more to play for with seeding, that the 49ers being at home, I think that kind of negates all of the guys sitting. So I think I'm going to go with San Francisco at home. I think they're going to cover.
By the way, the Niners, Kyle Shanahan, obviously Brock Purdy's not going to play, but he has not indicated whether or not guys like Debo and Ayuk and those guys are going to play or not. So it's kind of a wild card kind of Sunday.
By the way, Michelle, I'm in a confidence pool. And so you got to pick, you know, which teams you think are going to win this week. I think week 18, because of all the people sitting, is the hardest week to pick that we've had all year. What do you think?
Could not agree more. We talked about this on the show today, that it feels like week 18 is the NFL version of bowl games, where you either are sitting guys if you're not in contention because you're looking forward to next season, or you are a team like San Francisco and you've already locked up your seating, and so you don't want to risk any of your stars getting injured heading into the playoffs. And there are certainly some games that have intrigue because of seeding differentials or because of a win and end game like Houston and Indy. But I just think it's really hard to forecast which of these teams are going to really come out there with the energy needed, especially if it's backup. So I'm not really in on week 18 right now in the NFL, even though there are some interesting matchups. And I'm with you. I think it's a really tough game.
So you've got $100,000 mythical dollars, Michelle. I was told that you want to bet on Rihanna.
I do. So when this idea was pitched to me that you can bet on anything,
yes,
sports,
anything.
Non-sports.
Anything you want.
$100,000. What is one thing that you're going to bet on week to week that you feel confident in? And so I really thought about it. There's a lot of things in sports I could go with, mm-hmm. but those things shift over time. So I'm going to kick the new year off with one thing that I feel the most confident about in 2024, and that is that we are going to get a new album from Rihanna. She hasn't dropped one since 2016. Everybody thought it was coming last year mm-hmm. when she did the Super Bowl, but instead she announced she was pregnant. Congrats to her and A$AP Rocky, two beautiful babies. But now it's time for a different type of baby. We need the album. I really think it's coming this year, so I want to bet $2,500 mythical dollars on Rihanna.
Wait a minute. $2,500. You mean $25,000, right?
No, at least go $5,000.
What? You guys, I am a conservative better.
I guess so.
So what are the odds for Rihanna releasing an album this year? Probably pretty high.
Not if she has her
just 2-1.
Wait a minute. But I don't think we have to give her any odds. I think we just give her straight up.
Give her straight up?
Yeah.
Straight up, money line is fine.
Here's the thing, Michelle. Rihanna doesn't need it. She doesn't need the money.
No.
She's one of the most accomplished artists in the world. I think she might just enjoy being a mom. You could lose this bet.
Yeah, you could definitely lose this bet. Right.
What's the amount we're having her bet?
Yeah, she's
betting. $2,500 or
$5,000? $2,500, Michelle, is what you're going with?
Now that you're saying she doesn't need it, you're angering me. I feel like I need to establish myself. I'm raising it up to $5,000.
Perfect. Okay, good.
To drop this. She's an artist. She's a creative. Yes, she's made $1 billion with Fenty, her beauty line. Yes, she's a mother. Yes, she's already accomplished so much. But she's an artist, and she needs to get her point of view out there. It's been too long. We're going to get some new music from her this year. So, yeah, you guys, you might have peer pressured me a little bit, but I'll throw $5,000 on this. I feel that confident in it.
And by the way, another thing, I'm going to bet another $5,000. I say by the time we get to the end of the year, Taylor Swift will have nothing to do with Travis Kelce.
Oh, I'll bet you straight up on
absolutely
that.
Absolutely have nothing to
let's
do.
Let's do it. No, let's do it so it happens. Oh. How about 6 months?
Okay, 6 months.
July 1st.
Okay.
Okay?
Oh, that's never
so our bet is $5,000. I say they're still together July 1st. You say they're broken up by then.
Exactly.
Michelle, what side of that bet would you take?
Oh, are you guys both in on this?
I'm on the side of love. I believe in love. I think Travis and Taylor Swift will be together.
I'm on the
side of Swift
is a box full of crazy
chaos.
And her and Travis will not last.
So you had to bet, Michelle, what side are you on?
You're talking to the right person here because I am from St. Louis, okay? And the streets of Missouri have been talking. I have a lot of friends from St. Louis who now live in Kansas City, and they have a lot of intel on what the word is in Kansas City. She's going to have a ring on her finger by the end of this year.
That's what I'm talking about.
Michelle,
he's going to propose to her by the end of the year.
That's what I'm talking about. Hey, Bergman, put that money in my account right now.
I kind of agree with you. I will put it in.
Yeah.
I'm telling you.
Hey, Michelle.
If I know anything, I know it's the gossip out of Missouri, and that's what the people are saying.
Missouri gossip.
Hey, Michelle, before we let you go, I got two games I want to ask you about, okay?
Okay.
One is, why is everybody picking Cincinnati to beat Cleveland? I mean, everywhere I look, they say Cincinnati over Cleveland. Is it simply because the Browns have already clinched a playoff spot? Because Cleveland's better than Cincinnati, especially with no Joe Burrow. Why is so much money coming in on the Bengals?
I am a little confused on that one as well. I know Cincinnati has outperformed expectations when Joe Burrow went down, and they've certainly been a feisty out, so to speak. But even if Cleveland goes the San Francisco route and they rest some of their stars because they've locked up a playoff position, I still think I'm going to take the Browns in this one. I just think they're too formidable an opponent.
All right, the other one is everybody I know, including me, is taking Buffalo to win in Miami.
They got to win.
In that Sunday night game. What's the right side of that game in your opinion?
I'm going with the Bills as well. Miami is one of those teams that has been on fraud alert all season long. Whenever they have a big game, save for the Cowboys game, seemingly, they've come up short. And I know that coming off that big loss to Baltimore, that they're going to want to make a statement, and they have a lot to play for. But I just think Buffalo is a better team.
All right. Hey, do you have your Christmas stuff cleaned up? Is it gone? Shuffled out the door?
I live in a shoebox in New York City. I don't even have space for Christmas stuff. It was a very sad state of affairs here.
Where are you living in New York? What neighborhood?
I live in the Village, nice. Which is a great location, but the space is not big. So when I had my house in St. Louis, I had a big Christmas tree. It was a big point of contention with my family because my Christmas tree was black, and I had a black Christmas tree with chrome ornaments and garland.
Sounds
it was very
ugly.
Cool,
sounds
very
ugly,
modern.
Michelle.
No, it was chic, you guys. It was very cool. My dad hated it. He thought it was stupid. But I am kind of a Scrooge and a Grinch here in New York City because I don't have the space for decorations, and it bums me out. It really does.
Yeah. I noticed my neighbors still have lights up. I'm like, it's over. It's all over. Pull the plug on that stuff. All right. Hey, Michelle, great. We will be listening tomorrow on Sportsmanlike with you and Evan and Canty. We appreciate you coming on as always.
Absolutely. Thanks for having me, guys. Happy New Year.
All right. There you go. And by the way, when Michelle comes on the show, it's brought to you by Prize Picks, the largest and number one daily fantasy sports platform in North America. New members go to prizepicks.com/710. Use code 710 for a first deposit match up to $100. Prize Picks, daily fantasy sports made easy. Coming up next for you, you're going to spin the wheel of questions. Mason in Ireland, 710 ESPN.
All right, so it's time for me to talk about BBGO. And BBGO's doing a promotion with us that might be the best thing we give away all year. Mason and I love Fifth Row Friday, where we give away fifth row seats to a Laker game. BBGO's upping the ante. They're giving away courtside seats, and here's how you can win them. Head over to your local Ralph's and buy $10 worth of BBGO. That's it, $10. And you can enter for a chance to win courtside seats. These are like the seats that Jack Nicholson sits in. There are tons of other prizes you can win too, including Lakers swag and more BBGO. Just make sure you get yourself to Ralph's and buy BBGO for a chance to win. After you buy BBGO, just go to Lakers.com/BBGO sweeps. I'll read you that web address again. Lakers.com/BBGO sweeps. You take a picture of your receipt, you upload it, and you're entered. That's it. And by the way, we're going to make this even easier on you. On January 15th, Mason and I are going to do a live show from the Ralphs in Redondo Beach. And Derek Fisher and Sasha Vujicic are going to come do the show with us. And I was in this store last week shooting some promotional stuff. They have tons of BBGO there. And so January 15th, we want you to circle that date because we want to see you guys out there. We know Mason and I don't do a lot of live remotes anymore. Maybe 2-3 a year. That's it. This is the next one. January 15th at Ralph's in Redondo Beach and your chance to buy $10 worth of BBGO and win courtside seats. BBGO, the official game day snack of the Lakers.
Hey there. Did you know Kroger always gives you savings and rewards on top of our lower than low prices? And when you download the Kroger app, you'll enjoy over $500 in savings every week with digital coupons. And don't forget fuel points to help you save up to $1 per gallon at the pump. Want to save even more? With a Boost membership, you'll get double fuel points and free delivery. So shop and save big at Kroger today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Savings may vary by state. Restrictions apply. See site for details.
Oh, this is right up the John Ireland wheelhouse because it involves death.
Oh, good.
Yes.
Death question.
Okay, here we go.
First of 2024, death question.
But this is a good one. This is an interesting one.
Yeah.
If you died tomorrow,
mm-hmm.
what would be your biggest regret?
Ooh.
All right. I'll go first. Okay, while you guys think about it.
Yeah.
Almost everybody that I've wanted to see perform live, I've seen.
Okay.
You know, like I grew up being a huge Sinatra fan, caught him at the end of his life, have been to U2, have been to the Police, have been to Springsteen multiple times, been everybody I've really wanted to see. I never saw Prince live, and I never saw Tina Turner live, and now they're both gone, and I can't do it, and I regret it. Tremendously.
Interesting.
So that would be what pops into my head. So this doesn't have to be super serious.
Yeah, no, it's not serious. Okay. I will say that, actually, Greg, why don't you?
I'm still thinking, but I think what comes to the top of my mind is wasting so much time with my ex-girlfriend. Not my ex-wife. I got Riley out of that, so there's no regret there whatsoever.
Right, right.
Even though she's a terrible human. sorry, I didn't say
but
that.
No,
hope you're not listening.
No, but Greg, I think most people who have been divorced that a child was a byproduct of that relationship feel exactly how you do.
Yeah, I would not say that's a regret. With my ex-girlfriend that I spent 5 years with, I should not have been in it from the beginning.
Why do you think you stayed 5 years?
Because she also had a daughter that was my daughter's age. And
you worked with us when that was going
on. Oh, that's right. Yeah.
So
I know who
we
that
were
was.
We were together for a long time.
Yeah, there were a lot of red flags there that you could have seen.
Oh, there
were
so many
jumped.
Red flags.
And by the hard
didn't
thing,
even look at.
The hard thing is, too, as your friends, we saw some of those red flags, but you can't say anything just in case you stay with her, because then it becomes super awkward.
Yeah.
But okay, that's a good one, Brian. Yeah. How about you? Like, if you died tomorrow, what would be your biggest regret, or what pops into your head?
Pops into my head is probably not getting to see Yosemite. I've always wanted to go there, to travel there. I know it's right down the road, but I've done Yellowstone.
Go.
I've done so many
so
other
here's
parts.
The good news for you.
Take Friday off.
Totally correct.
Go.
It's not like me. I mean, Prince is dead.
Right.
Tina Turner's dead. Yosemite
is something
alive.
I could still accomplish.
Yes. Yeah. All no, right. It's still out there. Yeah. Climb that mountain.
That's
right, what Mace, what pops into
my
your head?
My biggest regret, I think, is, and I love the way everything turned out, and I love, you know, 20 years at ESPN and all that's. Some part of me, and I was just, some part of me regrets that I didn't make it in New York.
Right. Well, because you crashed and burned at the end.
I crashed and burned.
At the end. I mean, just getting that job is a significant milestone.
Yeah.
And they paid you a bunch of money.
Yes, they did.
But, so that's a
for
win.
For 3 years, and I only did two.
That's a win.
Yeah.
But I know what you're saying. If you have an opportunity to go there and it crashes and burns, you're like, what could I have done differently?
Yes.
What if I gave you one do-over of an aspect of the New York journey, what would you use it on?
I would have picked up the option for the third year of the contract
and tried to work it out. Okay.
Yeah. Instead, I walked after 2 years and didn't. I still got paid for the third year.
Right.
Which is a great deal.
Yeah, but
without doing it.
Sometimes things that look miserable while they're happening turn out to be the best thing that happened.
Yeah.
You know, like, because you wouldn't have come back here. We wouldn't have restarted Mason in Ireland.
Yep, all that
You wouldn't
stuff.
Have met Juan.
Yep, all that.
So
it worked out perfectly.
You could make the argument that is not a very big regret.
Well, like when I was in New York this last week, I thought, man, that's so close to really busting out here. Just never quite did.
I always wanted to live in New York City and inside the San Francisco city limits before it all went to hell.
Right.
You know.
Have you been there this year?
Yeah.
Now, it's
preseason
is Union Square
bad?
It's bad again.
Yeah, and it's all boarded up again.
I told you when I was there, it was completely spotless.
But you were there and something significant was going on.
No. The Chinese thing came later.
Oh, did it? Okay.
This was last spring. And Union Square was spotless, and we did see a homeless guy, but only one. And he was crazy. He was, like, throwing bottles and stuff. But that's the only homeless guy that I saw the whole time I was in San Francisco.
By the way, the interesting thing is San Francisco has really taken a turn for the worse, which is sad because it's a beautiful city.
It is a great town.
But, strangely, the property values, both if you wanted to buy a house or rent inside the city limits, the prices haven't gone down.
It's because
people know it's one of a kind.
And it's such a short. I mean, that's actually one of the things I like about my career is I lived 6 months in San Francisco and 2 years in New York City.
Yeah, I'm a little jealous of that.
Yeah.
I wish I would have been able to do both of those. There was a girl I went to college with that right out of college went and lived in New York City.
Yeah.
And she's back now in California and she's married and doing well. Yeah. But I was always jealous of her getting to do that when she was 22.
Yeah.
And she was good looking, and so she went into New York and had a lot of fun and dated a lot of people, and it was I was always jealous of her.
Yeah.
It's not real breaking news.
Breaking
it's just
news.
For Ireland because he's been asking me for a while, and I actually did my job for once. I found out the odds for Baltimore or San Francisco to win the Super Bowl or the field.
Okay, so
good.
Mace, you think that the odds should go to the field? That's a riskier play.
The money should be on the field. Yes.
Yeah, you should get odds if you take the field.
Correct.
All right. Now, Greg, is that what would happen?
So, if you take Baltimore or San Francisco, it's
only. Yeah.
It's -110.
Okay.
If you take the field, it's -120. So the field would get the odds.
Yeah, but barely.
Just barely.
Closer than I think either one of you thought it would be.
Yeah, right. But it's the Baltimore, San Francisco.
By the way,
favorite.
I think I have a bet with Momo. I think I have.
She's going to do that.
I think
bet.
She's going. I think we're just going to bet it straight up. She wants the field. She says you always take the field.
Always
in bets like this, and she's getting 12 teams, and I'm only getting two.
So I think that I think it's a bet. I have to confirm with her. She'll probably come to the game tomorrow.
Yeah.
So I can. Or Momo, if you're listening, do we have a bet?
There you go, Momo. Do we have a bet?
25-25
Yeah, I think so.
Straight up. Wow.
Yeah.
Wow. Momo, bad bet. All right, coming up
next.
Not
necessarily. If Baltimore, Lamar Jackson has a history of bowing out in the
playoffs. He does, you're right.
He's never made it to the Super Bowl.
I just think.
Brock Purdy's never made it to the Super Bowl.
If they said bet your house on one team, it would be Baltimore.
Right. But would you, what if I said
bet your house? Momo says lock in the bet.
Okay, good.
Right, I'm going to do it. And by the way, I would take San Francisco in that bet over Baltimore.
Why?
Oh, really?
Wait, Greg, Baltimore just killed San Francisco in San Francisco.
Did you miss that? Did you miss that game?
I saw the game just because
they beat
him
33-19.
I still think that in the playoffs, that team, it's going, San Francisco is going to be the better team.
Well, in, if they meet in the playoffs, it'll be in Vegas.
Yeah, it'll be in the Vegas in the Super Bowl. Yeah, right. Because they're different sides. But I think San Francisco wins that.
You know, I realized the other day that I've been to 4 Super Bowls.
Yeah.
And have never been to the game.
Oh, really?
Yeah. I've like gone down 2 in San Diego, 1 in L.A., and
I've been to
1 in New Orleans.
I've been to 4 games.
Yeah.
I was at the Giants-Patriots, the one where the Giants upset
them.
I was at the Denver – was that – who Denver beat? Carolina Super Bowl.
Right, the Cam Newton one. That's when O'Shea hooked you up.
Yeah, that's O'Shea set that up. And then we went to the – Rams, who lost to New England in 2018, and then we were at the Super Bowl.
Did I tell you this, that the other day when I did the opening rhyme of Eminem, O'Shea texted Ramona and said, I just drove off the road.
That's awesome.
Ireland knows the entire verse of
awesome.
Lose Yourself. Yeah.
All right, Kona, we haven't done this, but it's a really good question today. What's wrong with the Lakers?
So we're not doing 2 o'clock call today?
Yeah, we're doing.
Oh, well, okay.
I'm just setting it
up. You want people to call about the Lakers?
Yeah, what's wrong with the Lakers? 877-710-ESPN. Yeah, we have to.
Okay.
I want to know what the people think.
I like you guys talking about the Lakers. It's fun.
Well, but this is I am interested because I sense what Mason is saying might be true. That fans are really down on Darvin.
Oh, fans are so down on Darvin.
I don't think the Lakers are down on him yet. I think that is, they're still in lockstep. But this month with these 11 home games is critical.
But the one thing nobody should ever accept is a lack of effort. And that's what we saw last night. We saw an absolute lack of effort, a lack of hustle, a lack of heart, a lack of energy. And they got their clocks cleaned.
Wait a minute. They cut it to 2 in the fourth quarter. If all those things were true, what you just
said. Did you feel as though the Lakers were going to win that game at any point, even when they cut it to 2?
When they cut it to 2, I actually did.
Yeah, I did not.
I thought Miami might be out of gas. That because Miami had been punching and punching and punching, and somehow the Lakers cut it to 2. But then the Heat just took over.
Yeah,
the game.
No, I thought.
I'm anxious to hear what people want to say.
877-710-ESPN. We'll do that coming up next for you. Plus, this is it. Stephen A. Smith answered a question on his show about J-Lo, Halle Berry, and Jennifer Aniston.
Okay.
I'll play it for it. Coming up. Mason in Ireland, 710 ESPN.